AM 560, WFIL.com, on the app as well. You're listening to the Tim DeMoss Show. Thank you for tuning in. Bring on board our next guest. You will know him from the Food Network. Been on there for many years. And this coming Sunday, the 18th, Father's Day evening, 8 o'clock, is the Great Food Truck Race, David versus Goliath. And on the program, Chef Tyler Florence. How you doing, man?
It's going great, buddy. How are you, man? How you doing, Tim?
Wonderful. Thanks for taking time to chat a bit. Congratulations on the show. And I just wonder if you could tell people how the nuts and bolts of it, how it works, your role in it, and how the idea for this particular race came together.
Absolutely. So, guys, the Great Food Truck Race is on this Father's Day, 8, 7 Central. It's been on for 16 seasons. We've been shooting the show for 14 years. It's the number one show every single summer, and this summer is no different. It is an epic David versus Goliath battle where we take four professional food truck teams and pair them up against five rookie teams for a chance to win $50,000 cash, and it is a good time.
How are the pro teams and the rookies selected in terms of its ability, but also, and I'm guessing, variety in the cuisine so that there's variety in the show too, but any particular things you're looking for as they're selected?
Well, when we're casting it, we're looking for, a nice big slice of American pie. So it's kind of something for everybody to watch. Yeah. And then also, like, really, really great food. And obviously, that's ultimately the most important thing is their food quality. And so, because once we're out in the wild, we want to make sure that they're, representing us and representing the network and having something that people are really going to love. So we've got, great, really spectacular cooking and teams from everywhere. And it's so much fun to kind of watch if you guys go head to head.
One of the things a person might not consider is not just the culinary aspect, but everything that goes with it, presenting the food itself, but also marketing, promotions, business. How are you with that personally in terms of your gifts, what you like to work at and focus on maybe versus delegating to somebody else to do?
So the marketing and the side of that when it comes to promoting a really great food business, like a food truck, I think it's got to start with, a level of authenticity, which means you got to do it yourself, right?
Yeah.
So I think there's got to be, you can never really, delegate that to anybody because I think there's got to be a certain level of believability with all of it. And that means that you got to be the person driving the ship. But I think that's the most important thing. So with our restaurants, I run our social media off of my phone. I do all of it myself.
Wow.
Because I think I'm in the kitchen, cutting the big tuna loin or pulling the big tomahawk off the grill and that kind of stuff. And I think it's always these little micro moments that I feel like if I were watching this on Instagram right now, that would just be killer. So I do a lot of that kind of filming myself, as a matter of fact, which is really kind of great to watch.
Yeah.
I think to answer your question, I think there's got to be something that you, because I think you can tell if someone else does it for you versus, you doing it yourself.
Yeah.
So we like to kind of be first and in front of it with great social media campaigns. And it's so easy today because you can just do it on yourself.
Was there a moment or maybe a short window where you knew you were a chef as opposed to a cook, which is still important? And what's the difference?
Well, I think the difference between do you do it for a hobby or do you do it for a profession, right? So I think, I've been cooking for 40 years. I have 3 restaurants in San Francisco. It's about to be 5. And I've written 17 cookbooks and, been on the Food Network for 27 years now. And so definitely had a chance to kind of at the upper echelon of the industry, doing what we do and loving it and super grateful for the opportunity. And so I think the difference between, being a great cook is because you really kind of love to do it and you're passionate about it. And then being a chef, which I think means you do it for a living.
Do you find yourself still learning at this stage, even with everything you've done? And if so, is there a main way that tends to happen, like seeking it out versus it happens just because you're doing so many things?
Well, we're often contractually obligated to be creative. So, we do, 100 live events a year.
Wow.
And so we're always kind of pushing the envelope to, come up with a new fun interpretation of that intersection where people are going to meet us. And they're like, what does that mean? And we can't do what we did last year. So do something new. So I think we're often kind of pushing ourselves to always be creative and always kind of be out in front of really great opportunities with hot, fresh live food with our restaurants. We're always kind of pushing the envelope and kind of sharing great ideas. Our corporate culinary director, Matt Mastera, is one of my best friends and he's been with me for 13 years, almost 13 years now. And so we're always kind of pushing each other's envelope because we will come up with a creative concept. And then it's not just a goal to make it, but it's a goal to have like the best in category, best in class, craziest, most innovative, interesting version, whatever. So, for example, we're doing a barbecue pop up at my steakhouse, Miller and Lux in San Francisco, starting on the 6th of July, so in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And so right now we're actually, you know, testing this like Wagyu brisket from Australia today. So we're smoking it with whiskey oak, which is amazing. I've got a friend of mine that's got a whiskey distillery in Sonoma. So he's like donating about 15 barrels of good French oak that's been soaking with American whiskey. So we're going to take that, saw that down, and that's going to be the wood that we're smoking this Wagyu brisket with. So just like, whoosh. You know, just that crazy, you know, conceptual stuff. And when you try it, it just, your eyes roll in the back of your head. And that's where, for us as chefs, the rubber really meets the road. It's just kind of come up with crazy concepts or delicious and things that you're never going to forget.
Best way for folks to keep up with you and your work, whether they're novices or more experienced?
We're on social media. Yeah. So it's at Tyler Florence on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. You know, and what you see get posted is me. I run our social media off my cell phone, so I do it all the time. So, come check us out. Also, check out the Great Food Race this Sunday, Father's Day. It's the best Father's Day present ever. To pile up in front of the couch, watch like the best food truck teams go head to head. It's always a good time.
That sounds great, Chef Tyler Florence. Thank you so much for your time. God bless you. Have a great rest of your day.
Pleasure, man. You too, buddy. Take care.
All right, Chef Tyler Florence from the Food Network again this coming Sunday night at 8, the Great Food Truck Race, David versus Goliath, the first of, I think, 8 or so episodes that'll run through late July.